Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by Audra. Say your name and your title with the festival.
Jarvis Campbell, I'm the executive director of the festival.
Yes, it's called the Home Rule Music Festival. It's going to be returning this Friday and Saturday.
It's Friday, Saturday, and then we come back in July, actually. So
okay.
It's we call it a multi-day festival.
Okay, so it's this Friday, June 21st, Saturday, June 22nd, and then after, you know, another month later, there's a break, and then you come back on July 20th. Okay, cool. Well, we can hit sort of the lineup chronologically. That way, you don't have to list them all in one soundbite. But yeah. So who all's playing on this Friday?
Sure. So opening night, we have the amazing Jogo Project, led by a local Elijah Jamal Barbed. They're a funky jazz go-go band. And then we have our headliner, the spiritual jazz artist Doug Karn, featuring Vanessa Rubin. Doug Karn's bringing his sextet, and the amazing Vanessa Rubin's going to lend her voice for a beautiful spiritual evening.
Awesome. And then, I see a bunch of others listed here. Do you want me to list them all, or do you have the rest of the
Yes. So the next day on Saturday at our festival outdoor, we have Gary Bartz. We have Idris Akamor and the Pyramids. We have Rare Essence, Black Alley, Malcolm X Drummers and Dancers, DuPont Brass. And then Vanessa Rubin's going to come on back and perform with her own band on Saturday. We also have a record fair, a live mural painting kid zone, which is going to be anchored by the Washington Nationals and the Washington Commanders. They're going to be out there with their sports equipment and gear, which we're really pleased with that. And then, of course, some amazing local vendors and some what we would call, I would say, beverages for the adults as well. So.
Awesome. And then I want to get to the third day in July in a second. But just to clarify, those first 2 days this weekend, Friday and Saturday, where is that going to be held? Because the one is indoors and the next one is outdoors, right?
So Friday night is at the Black Cat on 14th Street. And our Saturday event is at the Parks at Walter Reed, that wonderful great lawn. That's on that historic site of George Avenue.
Absolutely.
Then we come back in July the 20th, and we'll be in Eckington. We'll be at Alethea Tanner Park. It's this beautiful park nestled within this great development or new development over in the Eckington area of DC.
Northeast. Awesome.
Yes, that's correct.
And you gave me a really good soundbite for the two outdoor ones. Give me just real quick, and then I can edit it back in, about why the Black Cat is such a, you know, that's a historic spot for music in DC.
It is. It's really one of the surviving spots on DC that really catered to local music. And we're obviously excited to partner with them. We worked with them last year, and they did such a great job of supporting us, and we're really excited to have Doug Karn in this intimate environment. It's going to be really nice.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody, if you're out and about on Friday night, just hop off the metro at the U Street African-American Civil War Memorial Cardozo, you know, that whole spot. That area is just, there's an endless amount of restaurants or whatever. If you want to hit it and get dinner before the show or whatever, it's going to be great.
Exactly. Along the way, just don't drink too much. We want to make sure you make it to the show.
yeah, exactly. Save the drinking after or something. Hey, and then you mentioned the venue, Alethea Tanner Park, for the third day on Saturday, July 20th. But who remind us, forgive me if you
sure.
said
so,
it.
So this is really, we're really excited about this partnership. We're partnering with Noma Bid, and we're bringing really a go-go celebration to Tanner Park. We're going to start the day with the Loop Session. It's our music producer workshop. So we're going to have some young men and women who love to make beats are going to do a display. And then we have a high school go-go band. It's called the Soul of Seed, and it's Seed High School in Southeast. And we're just delighted that their band is going to join us. We then have Belladonna, the all-female band, and then the experience band and show. So it's really a true celebration of go-go, and I'm really, really pleased to have it for the first time in Aletheia Center.
Oh, I mean, Experience Band, Belladonna, these are names everyone's going to recognize. That's a big way to close it out. That's awesome. All right, cool. Well, thanks. That's a pretty good rundown of the who's playing on each days and the venues and everything. But what's big picture it for me? Like, what's in the name? The home rule, does it have to do sort of with, you know, the no taxation, the representation, the D.C. state?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's really us celebrating kind of D.C.'s rich musical legacy and culture. And it's also really about us letting folks know that yes, you know, don't forget that we don't have that support that we need and we deserve. So yes, it's a little bit of both, that kind of militant side, but also truly just an expression of our love of jazz and our love of DC jazz.
Awesome. And remind us how this thing got started in the first place. So what year are we in now? And, you know, sort of paint the picture of that first founding year.
Good point. So this is year three of the Home Rule Music Festival. We started in year one a few years ago. Our first project was a documentary on Black Fire Records. Incidentally, it's currently on PBS, and we're really proud of our work on that. And so we actually had this film, and it was really during COVID, and folks were still a little hesitant to come indoors. And we said, you know what? We have this amazing music tied to this film. Let's go outside. Let's do an outdoor festival. We have this amazing music tied to the film. And then at night, when it gets dark, we'll show the film. And our first year, we overachieved, had a few thousand people come out to hear music associated with the Black Fire. So Plunky from Oneness of Juju and NEU. And so it was really an amazing, beautiful day. And then obviously last year, year number two, we overachieved, had more people come out. And so year number three, we're even thinking that we're even obviously going to top that. So it's really been a growth of our community support, and we're really excited to take this where it's going to go.
Awesome. I guess finals, I mean, I have more than enough to work with, but I guess final seconds, just talk about, you know, pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to our listeners on, you know, they're listening to WTOP, they're stuck in traffic in their cars or whatever, as they're hearing this, and just, you know, invite them on out, you know, say, hey, DC, come on out, you know, just speak directly to them. Real quick.
Sure. Hey, DC, come on out. The Home Rule Music Festival on Friday, June the 21st and Saturday, June the 22nd is truly a family-friendly celebration of DC's rich musical history and culture. And we want you to join us. It's going to be hot, but we'll have plenty of water. We'll have misting tents. But come on out. It's going to be a beautiful day.
And is it free, or is the Black Cat one you paid again and the other two are free?
The Black Cat is a ticketed event. The Saturday, June the 22nd at the Parks at Walter Reed is free general admission. We do have a VIP area, so if you want to splurge and get close to the stage and get some free drink tickets and free food tickets, then you can support us and get a VIP ticket. But for the most part, it's general admission, and 90% of the people coming are going to see it for free.
Great. And then the July show is also free, I believe, as well.
That's correct. Right. July show is also free.
Awesome. Well, we'll link to all the ticket info and everything else on our website in the article. So, hey, thanks for doing this. I really, really appreciate it.
Anytime. We appreciate you. Take care.